The Lady Cats soccer team won their district opener at Marshall 3-1 Tuesday night. And I talked with Lady Cats soccer coach Jesus De Leon.
Like I told you before, we'd kind of been getting off to slow starts. The previous game, we were found ourselves down 2-0 in the first 7 minutes, and it doesn't get much worse of a start than that. So this week, I changed the routine. I hadn't changed the routine in 5 years. In the warm-up. And my theory is that it's chicken soup, you know. It won't hurt, but it might help. And so I think they were a little bit more focused in the warm-up yesterday just because it was different. And I also emphasized getting a little more touches. And, well, they came out a little sharper. I mean, it was a way better start. Of course, it always helps when last year leading scorer Esmeralda Sanchez is finally able to get on the goal, get goals, because she had been on a little bit of an extended goal drought. And, you know, scorers are, you know, they thrive on confidence. And so now she got her goal, and then she added another one later, and she played great the whole time. Another thing that we try to do, I try to shake it up by telling the subs that they were going to get a lot more playing time, because nobody so far had really, had stuck out. So everybody had equal opportunity. And when they went in, you could tell that they were motivated to make a difference. They knew that they were going to have more time. And so that was another thing that shook it up a little bit. And so then after that, credit to the defense, we've been having trouble. But they worked on it this week, last week, and it showed in the game. And, you know, I tell them in all the practice, doesn't matter if you don't transition into in the game. And we did. And, so it was a good game. And now we just need to make one game, two good games, and so on.
Uh-huh. They did get one goal, but your team came right back and matched that and made
yeah.
3-1.
Yeah, free kick. We gave up a free kick opportunity. Actually, we gave a lot of free kick opportunities. The referee was—he was consistently calling it. I'll give him that. But he was calling some push-offs and some shielding things that most refs don't call. And it took our girls quite a bit of time to get adjusted to that. And so finally, you know. You get so many fouls, eventually you're going to put one on frame, and that's what they did. And actually, they do have a young lady on that team that is an excellent, excellent player. So it's weird for me to say, but you're almost happy to see her do well when she got her opportunity to take that free kick.
Who got your last goal for you?
Oh, yeah. Shortly before she went back into the game, I told Miranda, you're due, because last year she scored. If you look at the highlight videos for last year, she pretty much scored all her goals the same way. Ball across the box, she just came in and one touched it, and her timing had just been a little off. And earlier in the game, she almost had one, but the goalkeeper got a good save. And before she went back into the game, I said, Miranda, you're due. And sure enough, Star does what she does, takes that cross, and Miranda comes in and one times it in, just like the one she did last year.
The Lady Cats are back on the road Friday night at Mount Pleasant. KSST Sports.